This is Leo for KTWH, Two Harbors Community Radio, and I have via phone hookup Ellen Lynch, the Executive Director of the Lake County Historical Society. Yes, it's Festive Sales Week in Two Harbors, Minnesota, and Ellen, it's both pretty exciting and in some ways kind of nerve-wracking because this is obviously bigger than any event in town that anybody I know recalls. What are you thinking over at the Lake County Historical Society? Is this an historical moment?
Yes, it's definitely one for the record books. Yes, large crowds, but we're excitedly anticipating being able to share our three gorgeous historic sites in the lovely town of Two Harbors that we all call home here.
Ellen, you've got, why don't we go through, we have three sites that I'm aware of would be our 3M Museum, your Depot Museum, and the Lighthouse Museum.
Yes, and yeah, so we have the 3M Birthplace Museum at 203 Waterfront Drive during Festival of Sale that will be open 11 to 4, Thursday through Sunday. The Two Harbors Lighthouse out on beautiful Lighthouse Point that will be open 10 to 6. The Depot Museum, right downtown at 520 South Avenue. That'll be open 10 to 6 throughout the entire festive sale weekend.
So you are obviously anticipating huge crowd. Most of the people coming to town from far away are folks that may have their eyes set on festive sale. I'm hoping that some of the people who came just for festive sale will find out about your museums and the programs going on there. And here at KTWH, we're trying to get the word out about everybody who's doing something special in conjunction with festive sale, including those who, you know, are outside the actual festive sale pass controlled activity. And you guys will have your own admission and people will have to find their way. And you have some options for getting tickets or are these passes to all three sites that you can gain with one admission fee.
Yeah.
How does that work in Ellen, and where can people take advantage of that?
So we will be selling wristbands for the day. They will be color coded. You can pre-purchase your wristbands to skip the line at buytickets.at/LCHSMN. Go there and you'll see two options for ticketing. One will be general admission, and then the other will be tour and tea of the B&B, which is a little intimate tour of the lighthouse, getting to listen to the story of the first keeper family, the Letterleys, who called it home all the way back in 1892.
Wow. And is the tour and tea a one-off, or do you have several sittings of...
Yeah, sure. We have three sittings a day, 10:30, 12:30, and 2:30. The program lasts about an hour, includes admission into the three historic sites for the day, plus a little bit of a snack and history lesson, and a little treat bag at the end. So all of those proceeds go to our Keep the Light Lit campaign, which is a campaign to raise about $70,000 to replace the historic beacon at the lighthouse. So the iconic sweep and signature of the beacon to the Two Harbors shoreline.
Indeed, we're trying to reestablish that lighting sequence, and it's not an easy feat. You have a pretty significant goal of a funding campaign, right? And you're well underway, but there's still a lot of work to be done, I suppose.
Yep,
to reach your goal.
Still a lot of funds to raise, so that's one way to help keep the light lit. And then we are giving 10% of the proceeds from the general admission tickets to keep the light lit as well. So
I see. I'm kind of reading here, doing a quick study. It mentions the Historical Society having T-shirt sales. Are there special beacon-oriented T-shirts for sale, or what does that refer to?
Yeah, we have keep the light lit T-shirts for sale in our stores and online.
Okay.
So in the stores, will only be one collar option with the opportunity to purchase other colors online at bonfire.com. You can search Keep the Light Lit, and that'll pull up the T-shirts.
Very good. Well, I take it that you have a number of things that are going to be going on your lighthouse grounds. Would you be able to describe a little bit for folks what educational programming and other that you have going on this festive sale four-day weekend?
Every day from 10 to 1, Canadian National will be having their rail safety and ORDOC presentation. So it'll be a walk-up booth kind of explaining the history of Agate Bay, the ORDOCs, and the railroads in relation to Lake Superior, as well as a little bit of rail safety. And that'll be going on all 4 days from 10 to 1. Wolf Ridge will bring two of their programs from 1 to 4, both August 4th, Thursday, and August 5th, Friday. On Thursday, they will be bringing a cloud machine to talk all about Lake Superior weather. And Friday, they will be bringing their resident owl.
Oh, very good. And they're going to bring a cloud machine. Are they going to try to temper any overly developed rain cloud formation on Thursday and Friday? That'd be fun. Well, anyway, I'm sure that this is all weather is a factor because much of this is all going on outside, I take it. Maybe it's undercover.
Yeah. Okay. Yep, all events happening on the lighthouse grounds are happening outdoors underneath canopies, so it weather dependent. So.
Okay. I see a reference to the Midwest Peregrine Society here as well.
Yes, they will be at the lighthouse grounds August 6th, Saturday from noon until 2 with a pair of peregrine falcons.
Uh-huh. And are they going to be, I mean, everybody's going to be there to see the birds, but also talk about their restoration of habitat and nesting grounds for the peregrines in our upper Midwest?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So this brings up a question of, and I know, because we've already spoken about this before the interview, that it's not your department, how people are going to be able to access the events. For instance, people are used to there being lots of parking down by the Depot Museum on an average day, but this won't be average times during the festive sale, so there is no designated parking for any of your facilities. People are going to have to be finding their way by shuttles and walking from wherever they can park. Do you have any suggestions or tips?
Yeah, I'd follow the Two Harbors PD Facebook page. They do have updates kind of regularly on the parking situation. Yeah, it will be kind of first come, first serve, and make sure to double check the signs that they're posting throughout the community.
And we have noted that there are a number of additional streets with or no parking signs, at least as of Monday and Tuesday, that we're not sure were on the original plan. So we're going to check in with our police department and see if they're going to be posting an update of that parking. And we'll try to direct people to the latest information on that, Ellen. I'm speaking with Ellen Lynch from the Lake County Historical Society. Could you give folks the heads up on how they'll be able to approach and get to the lighthouse events? Because it does look like you're about to enter into, you know, the festive sale gated area where, you know, you'll need a festive sale pass, but folks going out to the lighthouse have a way out there, right? Using the gravel road.
Yeah, foot traffic will be available up the gravel driveway, which leads you to the lighthouse garage, which is normally our bed and breakfast entrance. We'll have yard signs kind of guiding people along towards the ticketing station for the Historical Society. So again, tickets for the lighthouse grounds are being sold separate from Festival of Sale. So in order to get into our events at the lighthouse grounds and into all three of our historic sites, you will need to pre-purchase or purchase day of the wristband.
Great. And I have a question that came up the other day. The folks that are putting on the festive sale have a site map for people attending the festive sale, and it kind of indicates two places that are lighthouses. And so we have the beacon at the end of the break wall designated the Two Harbors Lighthouse on that map. Do you want to explain to people what the situation is, as what is the official aid to navigation in Two Harbors?
Well, there are technically two. One is controlled by the United States Coast Guard, which is on the break wall, and then we are a private aid to navigation. The Two Harbors Lighthouse is a private aid to navigation, so that's kind of owned and operated by the Lake County Historical Society. So,
okay.
So yeah, that again gets into kind of our Keep the Light Lit campaign.
Absolutely.
We're raising funds for that.
And currently you're operating a beacon that is not destined to be, if the campaign is successful, it will be replaced by one that, can you explain what the distinction will be with what you hope to replace it with?
Sure. Currently it is a flashing beacon, which is on long-term loan from the Coast Guard. It's on a 5-year loan so that we can raise $70,000 to restore the iconic sweep and signature of the light with a rotating replica of a Fennell lens, so just a modern kind of style rotating beacon, which would restore the iconic sweep and signature of our light to the Agate Bay shoreline.
So kind of in closing, Ellen, then where's the best place for people to get the story behind the story on the beacon, the history of the lighthouse, and the current campaign? Is it all in one place, or is there a couple of different things online?
You can go to GiveMN and search for Lake County Historical Society, and that will pull up our donation page, and you can donate straight to the GiveMN campaign. You can purchase a t-shirt at one of our shops, and you can also put some money in the donation boxes at each of our registers.
Well, are you and your staff ready for the hopefully significant swarm of people coming at you for 4 days?
Yes, we are. We are prepared.
How would you characterize it? Eager and apprehensive, or how would
a little bit of both. It's always nerve-wracking the first time around, but I think we're organized and, you know, prepared as well as we can be.
And you have enough staff to manage if you have to control how many people come through the door at the depot, for instance? Yeah.
Yep. We have several wonderful volunteers, staff, and board member ready and waiting.
Well, I would say that those volunteers and board members are definitely answering the call of duty when you need them.
Yes, indeed.
I hope you're very grateful towards them, and I'm looking forward to this whole thing happening. I sort of am looking for it to be over, but I really would like to see how it's working everywhere, so I would love to be able to make my way out to the lighthouse, but if I don't see you, I hope it's a grand time had by the visitors and that the staff are able to get through the weekend hydrated and healthy, and that this all goes off well. We'll talk to you, I hope, continuing to talk to you about the campaign for the light and all of the programs at the lighthouse over the year to come beyond festive sail, Ellen.
Exactly.
Thanks for joining us today, and have a great fest, and we'll talk to you soon about some other exciting program that you're going to be having. I look forward to that.
I do too.
All right, Ellen. Bye now.
Okay, bye.
Ellen Lynch with the Lake County Historical Society. This is Leo for KTWH.